Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Question: how deep is your spiritual commitment? You made the decision to receive life from Jesus Christ, right? But have you made that commitment to surrender, to commit your will to Him, and thus let His Word guide your life? Now, hold on for just a minute, you're pushing back. Not quite so fast. Yes, I want to go to heaven, but what you're suggesting seems a bit much. We are often like the chicken and the pig, who one day were walking down the road and observed a sign in front of a church that said, "Missionary Breakfast." The chicken says, "What a marvelous idea. Why do you say we donate something? Tell you what, I'll lay the eggs and you provide the bacon." Thinking over the situation, the pig, who was a little slow, said, "Now, for you that would be a donation, but for me it would be a total sacrifice." There's a difference between a decision to put a little effort into something and an unconditional, no-strings-attached commitment. When Jesus Christ calls a man, wrote Dietrich Bonhoeffer in a German prison cell shortly before his death, he calls him to come and die. But death is not very attractive to us. We want validation. We want gratification. But to sustain personal sacrifice in giving something to someone else, that's another matter. And that is exactly what is wrong with Christianity today. In one phrase, it is a lack of commitment. "If anyone would come after me," said Jesus, "he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The New Testament speaks much of commitment. In doing so, the writers of Scripture use different words that are often translated the same, but have three nuances of meaning. It means, 1, to abandon yourself or your ambitions to His cause. 2, to yield to His will and control. And 3, to put yourself in the hand of Christ as Lord and Master. No more forcible plea for commitment is found in the letters of Paul than the words he wrote to the Roman believers as he said, "I earnestly plead with you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to give your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And stop being conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to demonstrate what is God's will, which is good, pleasing, and complete." Friend, when it comes to your commitment to Christ, God doesn't force you to enlist in His cause. He invites you. The word which Paul used when he said, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice," is an active word. It was the same word which was used of pagans who brought sacrifices to the temple and offered them to heathen gods. Paul, however, is saying, "Look, as an act of your will, I'm calling on you to give yourself as a living sacrifice to God." Why are we so reluctant to commit to anything? To God, your marriage, your vocation? There is risk attached to commitment, and we want to play it safe instead of becoming vulnerable, instead of abandoning ourselves to anyone or anything. We want a safe place to which we can retreat, and we put up a sign in front of our heart, "No trespassing" or "Keep out." Friend, if you hesitate, there's a fundamental issue that you need to deal with. Apart from commitment, there's no hope for anything that endures.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.